All right. Hopefully everyone had a blessed day today. And if you didn't, you already know God is still God. Whew, today was a long day. Well, what can I say? Taking the high road. Sometimes we got to be the ones to take the high road and let the other ones who feel as though their road is the high road be that high road in their own world. Well. In taking the high road, we have to know that everyone makes mistakes in life. No one is perfect by far. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about how we handle each situation we face in life and learning not to repeat the same mistake. Man, let me tell y'all, first of all, I'm just hoping that everyone had a blessed day and that that your heart will be fulfilled with your heart's desires. I've had an enlightening conversation with a very, very dear friend of mine, a nice young man. Shout out to him. I know who he is. We were having a conversation. You know, we were just talking about people. Every time we have a conversation, I'm never at a dull moment. It's always, you know, easy flowing and consistent. And we had a conversation, a very intellectual conversation about, you know, who and how people view things and how they operate. So we were speaking. We were speaking on, you know, how people can take advantage of your kindness. Now, you have some people who, you know, are kind to you and do kind things for you, but at the same time, in what cost? At what cost? Because you do have some people who do things for that. Now, they might say they do things, you know what I mean, out the goodness of their heart, and then later on come down the line, you hear them say, oh, well, I did this for you and I did this for you. Okay, so if you did this and you did this for me, why are you bringing it up? It makes no, that's not doing something out of kindness of your heart. That's doing something because you're expecting that person to do something for you in return when you want it and how you want it. That is not God's way. That is not at all. Don't be fooled, people. Don't be fooled. Trust me, I've been fooled so many times with people who I thought, you know, did things for me out the kindness of their heart. Just to hear them throw it up in my face later on down the line. And I mean, I can't even be surprised. I truly can't be surprised because it seems like that's how people are nowadays. I mean, you have some people who truly, truly do things out the kindness of their heart, and you have some who just don't. They just look for someone to do the same in return. People, you got to watch who you surround yourself by. And just like they said, some people come in your life either for a reason or for a season. And if that season and that season is up and that reason is up, keep it moving. Don't cry over spoiled milk now because, I mean, it ended for a reason. And whatever the reason may be, so be it. You don't have time to, life is too short. That's one thing you have to understand. Life is totally, totally too short to be worrying about you know, people and their how they think and how they view you. I mean, you're not going to be liked by everybody, and that's not the point. Who cares about being liked by everybody?
only thing that really truly matters is what God, how God views you, how God views you. That's what's really important. The only thing you can do is to try your best to, you know, live righteous, live according, do the right thing. Now, if you make a mistake and you are woman enough or man enough to own up to it, then by all means. But at the same time, don't judge and don't hold a grudge. Oh, my goodness. Holding a grudge, it's unhealthy. It's truly, truly unhealthy because, I mean, that's where your heart starts to get hard with the circumstances that you face. I mean, sometimes certain things happen. Everything happens for a reason, regardless. And, you know, I mean, I use my own circumstances to guide me on different, to guide me, but not even to guide me to speak to you. So, I mean, where I'm speaking from the heart right now because I myself have been put into that situation when it comes to, you know, a person throwing up in my face, you know, what they've done for me. And it's not a good feeling, but at the same time, it just allowed me to see who that person truly was. Now, the person can have a good heart. Person can have a good heart and, you know, like to do different things for people, but at what cost? What's the true underlying meaning of what they do? So, just got to be careful. That's why they say that sheep's in wool clothing. That's a true statement. True statement. Anyway, I'm going to move right on along. Keep it moving. Hopefully everybody's out there, y'all being safe when you're doing your Christmas shopping. Hopefully y'all not spending too much money because at the end of the day, you have to remember, Jesus is the season for the reason. Without God, we wouldn't be here, you know? So it's not all about presents and gifts. It's about giving back, doing something for someone else. We have to remember to do something for someone else, be a blessing in someone else's life, and not because of recognition, because, you know, that's the right thing to do as God's word instructs us to do. So, you know, just make sure you are safe and don't spend all your money. Now, yesterday we touched a couple of topics and talked about different things. And today I said I was going to touch on relationships, healthy and unhealthy relationships, and fornication and celibacy. So I definitely have to tell y'all the main reason for, like I keep saying, the main reason for this show is to broadcast and to let y'all know about Delaware's corruption. Now, we have several people that are in Congress, and then we have Joe Biden, who is vice president. So, we have these people in office for Delaware, which is Chris Coons, Joe Biden, and Tom Carpenter. But what are they truly doing for Delaware? That's the question. What are they doing for Delaware? I would love to know. It's a lot going on within Delaware. We have nothing for these young people to do. And I know this is the first state, the retirement state, but still, we have kids who live here. And they definitely need something to do. I've been saying this for so long. Time to take action, time to get things done. Because this cannot be
a continuing cycle. We have so many kids that have pent up anger, frustration, so many mental health issues that develop from, you know, living a stressful type life. We have to do something. Something has to be done. We can't keep living like this. We can't keep allowing our kids to be subjected to this type of environment that we have. We have to have some type of thing that we can do for these children. As far as, you know, that's why they said the idle hands is pretty much the devil's territory. We don't want that. We want to keep them busy and keep them active, invest in our children, whatever it is they might want to do, whatever it is they aspire to do in life, you know, always try to get your child to that level. I know some parents out there who, you know, are more worried about themselves than their children. That's all right. I say to the children, y'all keep your head up. But I don't want to get off topic because I definitely want to, you know, allow you to know about the corruption that's going on in Delaware, especially in Kent County Family Courthouse with Gretchen Gilchrist, who is my former attorney, and she was newly pronounced to be a commissioner back in October of 2016. Now, Ms. Gilchrist is not qualified for the position, and she lied on her boards and commissions application, stating that she had no conflict of interest that would oppose her appointment. But that was a lie, because here I am opposing her appointment long before she was confirmed. Went to the House of Senate with myself and Ms. Gilchrist as a client. I mean, the executive committee board, they went and had a meeting, and they were aware of the information because myself and Ms. Gilchrist, other clients, to get the information there by a certain time on the 13th. That was done, and then Gilchrist was still confirmed by Governor Jack Markell. So it didn't matter what the objection was, he still confirmed it. So that goes to show you that you can have all the evidence you want in the world, and sometimes when they're up in high officials, high positions, they will look and turn the other way, like they never saw it come at all. That, I mean, what happens to helping people? I truly want to know what happens. And it's like you help some. You know, just can't give up, people. There's no way. You can't give up. You can't give up. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep the faith. Just keep on keeping on. That's all I can say. Keep on keeping on. Got to remain hopeful. Remain optimistic. So, The corruption. It's just sickening. I mean, that's why I paused. My apologies, but it's just sickening with everything that's been going on. Even with the Trump presidency, this man, he loves to tweet. What in the world are we going to do about him? All we can do is support and pray. That's it. Support and pray. I mean, it's not too much you can do with someone who has money, all this money. But it's like, what are you doing with this money? And not even that. We have so many celebrities that have platforms, so many different people that have the public eye, celebrity platform. But my thing is, what are they doing back to give to the community? What are they doing with all of this money? And that right there just burns my bubble. Definitely burns my bubble. So, you know, just gotta, you know, take it easy, take it easy, take it one day at a time. That's all we can do, take it one day at a time and allow God to guide us. Now, when it comes to parenting, that's a whole other subject and a whole other topic. I'm not even going to touch it. Something just said, don't run. So, I'm not. But, relationships. You have healthy relationships and you have unhealthy relationships. Friendships and, you know, relationships with the opposite sex, man and woman. So, you have a right threatened, or if you feel threatened in a relationship, that's unhealthy. It's just all about how you assess the situation, pretty much. But you definitely want to stay away from any type of unhealthy relationship. But the simple fact is, you never know how it's going to turn out. You just don't know. That's why you have to go off of you have to go off a person's character. So, to a person's character, you have to pay close attention. Very, very good. So, definitely want y'all feedback. So, I see the board is lighting up, and I see that you're online. And I thank you for all my online listeners. I appreciate it sitting with the board. Definitely want to find out your Q&A time. Now, I have Siobhan. I don't even want to say people's names because, you know, some people want to be like, oh, she's my name. No, not like that. But definitely try to, you know, as you go along in life, definitely have to measure your life up to God's life, period. That's how you should live, according to his word and according to how he would do things. Now, if you have a friendship that's unhealthy and it seems like the person is always yelling and fussing with you because of certain circumstances and situations, then you might need to reevaluate that one. Definitely got to reevaluate. You don't want to step into no sticky situations whatsoever. Okay. So, all we see is Donald Trump tweet, 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 dumb. The man is, he's who he is. And I don't see him changing for no one. But look how he got into the office in the first place. By being hardcore and cutthroat. So, and sometimes, you know, you got to sacrifice when you're trying to get to your career, get to the next level and do what you got to do. So you just got to, you know, be mindful of what you do. And take it easy. Be mindful of what you do and take it easy. Unfortunately, I'm under the weather this evening, so, you know, I might sound a little cray-cray, a little crazy, a little hoarse, but please bear with me. I'm just thankful that you're listening. I know it sounds like I might be all over the place right now, but, you know, I'm not. I just want everyone to be happy. Be happy, to be fruitful, and to share love with one another. Not hold grudges. Life is too short to hold grudges. The Bible speaks about grudges. I mean, you know, so. Just do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do. Make sure you hold your families down. Make sure y'all be safe out there. And don't buy too much. But most of all, be safe out there. I'm going to be leaving this show. So with that said, tune in each and every night, 6:30 p.m.